Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. It's the Mike O'Mara Show. And now, the best of O'Mara. Here's Rob.
Hi there. Ho there. Welcome to the show there. Welcome to the best of the Mike O'Mara Show, President's Day edition, 19 February 2024, episode number 3219. Now we got all the stats out of the way. Hey, it's me. It's me. It's R-O-B-B, your old buddy Rob, with a beautiful, hand-curated, wonderfully and intentionally selected batch of best of for you today, and I will be your host. Now, since it is President's Day, we will celebrate at least one president per segment, and in order to make that work, we're going to go with all presidents named James. Okay? Can you think of them? There's quite a few. As a matter of fact, James is the most common first name for presidents. How about that? Isn't that something? So this first segment we are dedicating to James Buchanan, perhaps the greatest president because the high school in Welcome Back, Cotter was named after James Buchanan. Yes, if you are a sweat hog, this segment means a lot to you. It goes back to 2017, and I can't remember why, but I do remember doing it. We had a Facebook boycott on the show, and the rules were up in the air. So we had quite a festive little argument about the Facebook boycott. So stick around, folks. This is the best of the Mike O'Mara Show, a.k.a. Botmos. Don't think I forgot. Botmos, B-O-T-M-O-S, best of the Mike O'Mara Show. Hit it, boys.
Happy Monday. Happy Monday, everybody. Day one of the Facebook boycott, and Rob has already violated it.
No.
Yeah, it was Monday
through Friday. You said Monday after the show. No.
I know you definitively say no, but you're not right. It was through Friday we are boycotting
you
Facebook.
Said it
should have technically been Sunday.
You said it started after the show on Monday.
Yeah, but wouldn't it just be honest with me. Did you post your birthdays and then be like, oh, it's a Facebook blackout?
No, I knew the whole day going in that that would be the last thing I posted because you said it started after the show on Monday.
So you have taped evidence of me saying that I start after the show on Monday?
Absolutely.
We'd have to look for the tape, though.
Yeah.
You'd probably want to keep it with you if you're really going to hold up in court.
Well, hard, though. It's very, you're really making a... it has to be found.
But
the challenge will be, and now I'm going to have to wait maybe like till Tuesday or Wednesday to find out if you're telling the truth
or not. I'm telling the truth, just like I got to 5,000 before you did, and you'll never admit that either.
What do you mean, the 5,000 friends?
Yeah, I won that too, but you for some reason don't believe that.
Man.
What do you mean? What?
When we had the race to 5,000.
I've let that go a long time ago, dude. Wow.
No.
You're hanging on to that?
Well, no, you were the one that always hung on to it.
Obviously, that's not the case. Whoa. You've just contradicted yourself.
No.
I didn't even bring it up. You're the one that just said that.
But in the past, I'm saying that you have said that you won that when that's not
true.
You
sit around the house and then you say, how am I going to with Mike when I come on
Monday.
No, it's
not what I do.
How long have you been holding a grudge about the race to 5,000?
No, I had no idea.
That's a standing
when was the last time that was referenced
2007,
on the show?
Maybe?
No,
10 years ago?
Maybe within a year. But I do, I promise you, Mike, I promise you said that the boycott started after the show today.
I was sitting at, in the living room of my domicile doing show prep this morning at roughly 6:45.
Mm-hmm.
And Mrs. O'Mara came into the kitchen and said, are you on Facebook? I said, no, we're boycotting Facebook Monday through Friday. That's what we said we were going to do. Well, that's the way I remember.
The reason I remember
I didn't know anything about this after the show.
After my birthdays go out.
No, the way I remember it is because...
Well, the birthdays are every day. Don't you send the birthdays out every day?
I said
that this week will be a blackout birthday.
I said it's going to be tough for people who have birthdays next week, except for those on Monday.
No. It's not going to be tough for people that have birthdays. It's going to be tough for you.
Well, no, it's not.
It's not tough. Now,
you're
assuming that your birthday greetings in your incredible egotism is that people that don't get a Rob Spiewak birthday will sit with head in hands sobbing.
I'm just quoting what I said, and perhaps my quote is incorrect.
You go ahead because you got to 5,000 before I did.
I said that it's going to be tough on the people. This is what I said, not what they necessarily feel. I said it's going to be tough for people who have birthdays next week because they won't get greetings after Monday.
Yeah, I just said that. So, I was just busting your chops. You're just repeating what I just said.
But what I'm saying is,
think how egotistical that sounds.
It's not. It's just what I'm saying.
It's going to be very tough for those people that have birthdays.
Might have been said tongue-in-cheek.
In the movies, you know when there's like a full meltdown of the computer? Like a full meltdown, like a reactor goes bad or a terrorist takes over the fiber and then the hard drive and the backups. That's what's happening to Rob right now.
Yeah.
Like he literally just said what you said over again.
But I know he did.
But I'm saying that I said it tongue in cheek. I don't necessarily believe it. I'm just saying that's how
you
I remembered.
Said it, though.
But that's how I remembered that it was going to be starting after the show on Monday.
What about the race to 5,000? What about that?
What about it?
I mean, you seem very hostile about it.
Well, Mike has brought it up in the past, as have I, but the fact remains I got there first.
Would it be safe to say that in the history of this show, you've brought it up before more often than I have?
Probably.
Okay. Because you believe that you reached 5,000 prior to me.
I believe that because of the same way I believe that George Washington was the first president. It's fact.
What is your evidence that that is fact-based? What is that evidence that's fact-based?
George Washington. Bastard? I have it in a file, sealed.
Do you have wooden teeth? Do you have wooden teeth somewhere with the date inscripted?
By the way, it's going to be essential for me, and I am more than prepared to eat the S sandwich.
Yes.
At the point in time that somebody produces taped evidence that I said the Facebook boycott will begin after the show on Monday.
Why would I remember it if it didn't happen?
I will question you on many, many things.
Okay.
Not that I will, and I won't even list them here.
Thank you.
Because that would be difficult. But I will never, ever challenge your memory. I believe you have probably the best memory on the show. Everything all right, Pony?
Yeah. I'm having Pony look for the clip.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll get it during the show at some point.
You could actually get it during the show?
I mean, technology,
when did we discuss,
digital.
Did we discuss the Facebook boycott at the end of the show Friday?
I believe it was the end of the Friday show or during Friday's show.
Really?
Yeah.
The Friday show.
Friday show.
So, yeah. I mean, I just think the 5,000.
But I'm all in. I'm all in on the boycott. I would not have violated it. And if I did violate it, why would I admit
it? Oh, now you're
it?
Backtracking.
No. I'm not
no, he's
at
not
all.
Backtracking. He thinks that that's what I said, and that's that you're... So you haven't looked at it since you've... technically, if I said the boycott begins after the show on Monday, you could be looking at Facebook
some time.
During the show.
But I did the birthdays, and I shut it down.
And I'm going into Facebook now not to look at it, but to see
his activity,
my friend's situation.
Okay.
Here.
Got it.
I am looking...
his friends.
Friend good.
Where can you get the number of friend requests?
Requests?
Last time we checked, I think you had, go to friends, but last time we checked, you had thousands in the queue
waiting.
Become your friends.
How many friend requests do you have?
I could tell you if I looked.
Roughly.
I would say a couple thousand.
Okay.
Do not know, but hold on.
It's all about
how do I get that
who
number?
Who has more people waiting? You'd have to count, Mike. You don't have.
It doesn't have a number.
Yeah, they don't give you.
I thought they gave you a number.
In the old days, they did.
Not anymore.
They don't do that anymore.
No.
See, I'm
can't
boned
feed
on
your,
that one.
You can't feed your ego that way, unless you had somebody count them for you.
That's not. I wouldn't. The lowest intern, Oscar, on the pecking order, the bottom feeder of interns. I wouldn't bring back. Mac, but see, Mac's not the lowest intern, though.
He doesn't do anything for the show except for coming.
Wish that on who's the kid that was on and gone, the computer kid that came in and went away.
Vincent.
I wouldn't wish that on Vincent. I wouldn't make Vincent do that.
But he would actually do that. That was the great thing about Vincent.
We lost him
after the holiday party when we forgot to invite him. By we, I mean Pony.
That's right.
He'd probably figure out some sort of, no, I'm not going to add Frank Caliendo. Thank you very much.
Oh.
Yes.
You know what?
It's a hard no for you.
I don't have any friend requests because I delete them as they come in.
Oh,
there's
a
Dan O'Brien here.
Dan O'Brien.
Dan O'Brien, our intern? You're going to let him into the fold?
I don't know if he's our intern or not. No, it looks like an older guy.
That could be Dan.
Like an older guy.
Dan O'Brien Sr.
Is he wearing a tuxedo and leaning against the wall of a pier? That would be our Dan O'Brien's picture.
No, that's not the same one.
Yeah.
That's
decades old.
Oh, no, here it is. How many do you have waiting? Because you might have beaten me on that, too.
No, I have.
It says respond to your 1,401 friend
still
request.
Number.
See, you have more because I've deleted them all. I have none waiting.
Why do you delete your friend requests?
Because I'm not going to honor them. Why leave them hanging in the queue?
That makes no sense.
You have gone through manually. And do you do it every day?
Well, it's easy to do it. One or two roll in a day, and you just delete them. Unless it's someone who's thrown,
but what if these people would like to? Well, let me confirm a few.
Okay. Right. You don't have people to drop off after all your posting that are like enough is enough.
Oh, I do. I've got like 60 slots open, I think.
You have 60. Why aren't you adding people?
I want to,
you know why he deleted all of them? Because he knew that he would lose the argument.
Oh, this would be the back end
request.
Yes. Old Nostradamus over here.
I am the Nostradamus. That's really a stretch. Of Facebook.
Even I'm gonna call myself on that.
No,
hold
Mike,
on just
that's
a second.
Exactly what happened.
No, shut up, Rob. That's crap, Mike. Yeah, that is. That's complete crap.
I said,
it's absolutely not true.
What if it comes to a time when I'm asked? No, I did some weeding out not long ago I went through.
You could race on Instagram back to a larger number. That would be fun and timely. It is 2017.
True.
Yeah, Oscar, and I love you for that battle. You know, and I know you've been doing that battle with me to get that there, but that's photographs and, you know, I'm sorry.
Photographs and memories.
Memories. I'm a Facebook guy. I really am. Hey, Tammy, welcome to the family.
Hey.
Let me move around here. Michelle. Oh, no, I'm sorry. That's Michael.
Oh, are you
Bush. I wonder if he's a famous Bush. Michael Bush.
Are you just confirming a female?
Drab's a friend of his. I just confirm randomly. Do you, like, select and handpick? Or
why settle when you can select?
But you've got 60 slots open.
It has to be someone that I think brings something to the party.
Can I ask you a question?
I wish you would.
Who the hell do you think you are?
I think I...
Yeah, really? You sound so egotistical with this.
If I knew that answer...
I just added a Lila.
The whole point of social media is to have people that can discover what you do, and nobody loves show business and showing up for show business like you do.
Yeah, but if it's someone that looks like a total
that's
stain.
That's it. I'm unable to add more friends. So Lila Fiken, she is a Fiken good person. She's a friend of Katie Forbes, Von Herman, and Rob Spiewak. Mutual friends. Do you know her?
Lila? I would know her. I know her by her face, I believe. Yeah, she has glasses, short dark
yes.
hair. Yeah, she's cool.
Can I ask you a question? Because you've got over 4,000 friends.
Yeah, 4,900 and some.
How are you able to pull that? How are you able to pull? Would you be able to do that with most of the 5,000? Because that would be, then we'd go into savant territory.
Ones that are active on Facebook, probably.
Females.
All right.
There's so many. So
and
few.
Good looking males.
So
what would be your ratio of females to males on Facebook?
I would say 50-50, but I do know that my father skews more female than I do.
Oh, you think? Yay, Carla, you think?
You know.
Jesus.
You know.
Right now I'm off Facebook. I have to get off of it.
Me too.
Get back.
I'm going to close the app.
Okay, so now you guys are definitely off.
If what I said, well, I was off this morning. I didn't look at it. But if Rob is right, if I said that, I will eat the S sandwich. And if I did not say this, if that was not said, if I said Monday through Friday, then I will, you know,
I will construct
the sandwich to force feed to Rob.
I would like a 12-inch submarine sandwich.
A 12-inch sub with banana peppers.
Oh,
and you're not gonna like it one little bit. It's gonna be.
Well, hopefully, we'll find out before the end of this program.
That would be really an amazing pull if we're able to do that.
Got an interesting email from a guy named Tex Ramon. He lives in Austin, Texas.
Tex Ramon,
and he says, "Hello, gentlemen. This is Tex. You may or may not remember me as the guy who sent in a punk rock theme song for TMOS a few months ago. I do remember that. As always, I love the show, and I was very interested in the topic you discussed today about letting social media make you miserable and trying to wean yourself off it. Regarding Mike and Rob's idea about a social media boycott, it's a great idea. I do it a few times a year, and the news gets overwhelming, and I can tell you, you'll be amazed about how much happier and more productive you are, and I'd like to offer you a few tips that I've found to be helpful. Hopefully, you can use them. Okay?
This is great. I like this. I'm ready.
Number one, delete your social media apps off of your phone. You can still cheat and check Facebook and Twitter on your phone's web browser, but it's harder, and therefore it sucks.
Ooh.
I don't have to worry about that because I don't have alerts. I never allow alerts on my phone.
Change your phone's display to black and white. Supposedly, all the fun colors on the screen make it more appealing to your brain, but you can disable them in the
don't
accessibility
Don't need to do that
settings.
Either. I appreciate the support.
He only
support
sees
and
in
help,
black and white.
I really don't.
Yeah, like a dog.
Yeah.
That's me.
Colorblind.
I only see in black and white like a dog.
All right. There is an app called Self Control. It's a free timer that you can set on your computer to block access to any site you want for any specific amount of time. So if you wanted to just like 5 minutes at a time.
I'll go black and white.
That's three strikes and you're out on this letter. That's he's just a Poindexter.
Black and white.
Well, and the last thing he says is, whenever social media makes me feel like the world is a giant garbage fire, I shut off my access for a few weeks. Then I only check Facebook and Twitter in the morning, then turn it off for the rest of the day. Seriously, do it.
The rest of what?
Rest of the day. Seriously, do it. Social media is like heroin, except that you're probably more productive on heroin. Signed, Tex Ramon from Austin, Texas.
All right, I agree with all that. All of his stuff, I appreciate that, Tex. I think you're a smart guy. It's not necessary because I really just shut it down and I'm not.
Yeah, you don't need gimmicks.
I don't have a lot of the connective tissue that one has on one's phone with alerts. And anytime they ask me to allow a notification, I consistently say
good.
No to that. I don't allow any notifications at all. That's not what I do.
So anyway, that's what he says. And I'm looking forward to it this week.
Yeah, it'll be a nice, calm week for you two.
Yeah, sort of, getting out of the thick of it all.
Yeah.
Why am I getting that?
What are you getting?
Notification?
Some stock alert that I don't ask for and I don't want.
It's that guy that calls
Lithium
in.
Just hit a new high. What the hell is that?
Oh, man.
Like what is pushcrew.com? Is that a stock alert?
That's like, I don't know. Honestly, I've never heard of that brand at all.
And that's coming in on your phone?
Yeah, I don't know. Is lithium, that's a battery. That's all I know. I have no idea.
No, it helps me keep my mood even.
Yeah.
I take it all the
Ritalin.
Time.
That's Ritalin.
I think lithium is the extreme sad egg.
Or Librium. All right, so Pony is in the show right now. Are you getting any evidence?
Pony, you're looking?
I'm almost there.
He's almost there.
Almost there.
Just so that would be really something else if we could button this up and refer back to the old show.
Oh, Mike, I think we should do this more often. Check like the tape means check the tape.
It does.
Right.
Well, but, I mean, if we had like, but it would be easier if somebody referenced something within the same show. That would be easier,
I think it's
right?
going to happen. I don't think it's going to be hard at all. Like this is going to go right back. We have something,
Pony. What's the deal?
Okay, now why don't you plug in? Yeah, well, I want to ride
now.
iPads.
I can now. Let me predict. Let me predict. Based on Pony's body language,
yes.
He looked excited, which means it's going to be me being
anti-Mike.
I'm just glad I did something right.
Okay, that's a big win.
That remains to be seen.
Watch the volume level, Rob, on this thing because it might be too high.
Go ahead.
Remind me, Monday of next week, we begin our boycott. We get it on the weekend, but we boycott it starting on
beginning
Monday.
Showtime on Monday. How about
Showtime on Monday? We boycott social.
Perfect.
Monday.
I love it.
I'm right. Not after the show.
But then
you
still.
Are wrong.
But
no.
I'm allowed to have done birthdays today.
No, repeat it. And what did I say?
You said beginning Showtime on
no,
Monday.
No. Repeat the whole
let
tape.
Play
the tape again. We're not going to let you conjure.
You said.
I'm not conjuring.
You
I'm
done. Said.
If no,
you,
you're
the
starting
truth
to,
lies
don't
in the middle.
Look, just
the
own
truth
it.
Lies
own
in
it.
The middle, though.
Let's remind listen. Me. Monday of next week, we begin our boycott. We
Stop
get on
it.
The weekend. Monday of next week, we begin our boycott.
Play a little
that
more.
That is my quote.
Did you remind him?
Play a little more.
But we boycotted starting on
beginning
Monday.
Showtime on Monday. How about
Showtime on you, Monday?
Hold on.
Stop it. So you're wrong.
Right. I am
I
wrong.
Never
I apologize.
Said that. I never said that.
But you agreed to it. You agreed to it.
And I was wrong about. I agreed to it. But you said to me starting the show. If we could go back and play the tape from this show.
No, I agreed
say,
to that.
You said
that.
End of show.
End of show. You
say,
were yelling
I said,
about
let's
end
play
of
it
show.
Again. Let's play it again so we can bore this into Rob Spiewak's head. Remind me, Monday of next week, we begin our boycott. We get it on the weekend, but we boycotted starting on
beginning
Monday.
Showtime.
Stop it
on
right
Monday,
there. Okay, beginning Showtime on Monday. No, but, so you, right. you even were wrong about your own quote, which was your idea, beginning Showtime on Monday.
May I make one request?
Meant, what?
Whole wheat bread for my sandwich.
Okay.
Oh, welcome back to the President's Day Best Of on BotMos. And as I said, we're saluting a president named James in every segment. So hats off to James Monroe. Of all the U.S. presidents, he was certainly one of them. Now, this is such a great hunk of Best Of because Oscar gets way, way, way worked up. And he should because we're recapping Oscar's wedding. He loves the struggle. He thought about eloping. But what resulted was truly a beautiful story of love, laughter, and crazy girlfriends. This will actually be two segments because it's that rich in Oscarama. Stick around. That's my
definition of Oscar drama, Oscarama. So do stick around and listen to this. It is the best of the Mike O'Mara Show.
Congratulations to our boy.
Yay!
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
I'm loaded with questions. I love the pictures of
right?
you and Shannon looking over
on a rooftop.
The city.
Yeah.
It was really, really beautiful. And then I either went to Shannon's page or I saw her post or a girlfriend of her post. And I think I may have had one of my paranoid moments, mm-hmm. but I was mistaken. So you're going to have to correct me about this.
I don't know what you're alluding to.
Okay,
so
let me allude to that. So the whole deal was that you were going to have family.
Yes.
At the wedding. Mm. And Rob, I don't know if you got a chance to see any of these pictures, but Shannon
only
posts these pictures.
Only four pics went up. That's all we had.
Okay, so then I think the picture I saw was of maybe a bachelorette party. I'm not sure.
Oh, yeah, they had a bachelorette party. The girls did a while ago.
Over the weekend?
Yeah, a week ago. When I went to Vegas. They had a bachelorette party.
All those hot women...
Oh, those
were
that's when the
surrounding
bachelorette party.
Shannon. That was the bachelorette
yes.
party. They were not at the wedding.
No, no.
You had the small family wedding, and you two. They looked
like models.
Great. They really looked. They looked in love, and they looked great. And you know what? We'll start, but this is going to take a while.
Yes,
to get every little detail. Now, it seems to me that we were going through a year of pre-wedding anxiety and angst, and it was definitely beginning to ramp up.
Manifest itself. We saw it in life.
And we saw that
in real
and
life.
The big weekend. And by
arrived.
The way, I know it's his choice and he's waiting to, but you will at some point be having some sort of honeymoon, correct?
Yes.
New Orleans.
New Orleans. November 4th. I heard our honeymoon sold out.
Yeah. Buy a ticket to Oscar's honeymoon.
Next February is the target date, Mike.
You're going to do this after the first of this year?
Yes,
or?
We're looking at that around that time.
Yeah. Where are you going to go?
A year from February.
I think we might go to Hawaii with my brother and his family.
That's wonderful.
So it might be fun just to go there for a week.
That's good. That's good. Well, you know, I'm glad you got married. I think it's a wonderful institution. It's why I've tackled it three times. And I will tell you that the wedding pictures just showed a wonderfully happy couple, and tell us all about it.
Well, you should know that the turnaround for this wedding was quick, as we've talked about here on the program, right? When I went down to see my family in Florida over the summer, our initial plan was to, as I said during my speech, it was to elope, and we had thought that my sister and my family had made it all about them. And Shannon's fam, where they said, no, we'd like to see you get married. And we were against that at first because, A, nothing was really planned as far as a wedding is concerned.
Not until the summertime. Right?
And a budget. So
when did you get engaged? When exactly?
2 years ago,
you...
it feels like now.
Yeah, it's a while
back,
a
couple years
right?
ago,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, all right.
So the date was set for us to go. And the date wasn't just set for us to elope. It was set for calendar purposes.
Go time!
It was set. No, it was also set for... I mean, we have events. We have a live show. There's so much going on that you got to block out a weekend. You got to block out a weekend, right?
Yeah, even when you don't, you know, we do a live show a year, roughly. And so it's, or maybe sometimes even longer. But I think you're like me. When someone wants you to commit to a long-term date in the future, there's always angst because of the business that we're in.
Yes.
Because
we
never know when something's going to come up.
If there's an event we have to do, and I'm sorry, guys, I should have told you.
Yeah.
I'm going to be gone that weekend.
Right.
Yeah, Carla and I were at church, and she was, you know, saying, you know, we should do this. We should. I said, honey, I just don't, you know, even a Sunday, I don't, you know, I get angst about committing to Sundays 6 months down there. By the way, I am completely envious of people that are able to do that. Because, by the way, anybody that's ever planned a vacation or booked a flight to a popular destination at a popular time of year, you know, there are people that do this 2 years out.
Yep.
That actually have that confidence in their schedules.
Say, I'm going to be free.
In the broadcast business, we don't have that.
No, you don't
even
have
a little
that.
Podcast like us, a little radio show like ours, we don't necessarily have that. So I completely understand.
So the date's locked in. We had to work around the date and the wedding. And as far as finances are concerned, I've documented here on the program, wasn't something we were necessarily prepared for, especially with fixing up the house and essentially trying to move forward to this next chapter of our lives, right?
Right.
And So there was a lot of anxiety as far as leading up to the wedding. My family, everybody stepped up to make this happen. And Shannon's family, just the support, the level of support you get from your family, you take for granted if you don't have it.
Do you feel
completely
relieved?
It's overwhelming. I feel a sense of, not relief, a sense of just, it's almost like a success where you're like, this worked out the way it should have worked out.
There you go. That's what I wanted to hear.
Excellent.
Yeah.
How about a lot of that is relief.
How about Mrs. Oscar?
She's very happy.
She's very happy
with the day and the event and everything. The empanadas.
The empanadas. A few last minute audibles where there was a bow tie that I was essentially going to wear, and then the color was being talked about left and right, and then we finally got to the right color because a lot of cooks
in the
kitchen. The
picture I saw looked like you had a standard bow tie tux.
I did, but people wanted real bow ties. I had to go find a real bow tie.
Do you remember in Modern Family when Manny needed a pocket square and he says, "Oh no, that's light blue, not teal."
Trust me, when you have enough people in the room, everybody has a preference.
Everyone
right?
will have an opinion, yes.
Did you wear a real bow tie?
Yes, but it took forever. Yeah. My brother.
Okay.
Who knew how to tie a real bow tie.
Rob appreciates that.
Yeah, that's a tough skill. And it's very hard to tie it on someone else.
Well, we had to get like the matte.
Black?
No, the matte navy blue that matched the tux. It was a whole thing.
That's right, you wore navy blue, didn't you?
Brooks Brothers doesn't sell a single solid bow tie. Shame on you. Brooks
so you, this was the last.
That was very. Was that Bill O'Reilly?
Yes.
Okay.
Shame on you, Brooks Brothers.
I walked in. I was like, I had a tux in a dry cleaning suit.
I need a tux blue tie. Yeah. Matte black. Matte blue tie.
You got to match it, Bill.
So was that the only real? If you're, by the way, if you're leading with that,
yes,
then I'm believing that perhaps everything went off without a hitch.
It felt together.
The venue was phenomenal.
The yoga studio?
No egos.
Nobody was doing like snake poses or anything in the next room while you were getting hitched or anything.
Just
like
his mom.
Now, again, there was no yoga classes going on during our wedding in any of the studios, so it was nice to have.
Do they make a point of clearing that place out?
It's completely closed down for us, yes.
Okay.
They run a Swiffer around there?
But this is what's great, Mike. When you have
what's it smell like in the yoga studio?
It smelled like whatever flowers they had put in there.
Yeah, because you know what? My initial thought is feet.
The drama was this. The drama was the last minute bilking that went down before the studio.
All women feet.
A bilking?
The bilking of Santana when it was 4 or 5, and I mentioned this on Friday when I walked in, when everybody wanted hundreds of dollars more for last minute adjustments.
Right, right.
That was BS. That was BS, and it happened. Whatever, it's over. Sometimes you just say, get over it.
What time was the wedding?
5 p.m.
So it's an evening
Saturday.
Wedding.
So you had time to get stuff done day of, if necessary.
Yeah, I don't know how people do morning weddings.
Did you look at it as an opportunity to... I'll let you just... hold on.
I totally blacked it out.
What?
It was such a happy weekend. I forgot about this one negative that almost ruined the wedding.
What?
Almost, all right? Friday, day after the show.
Right.
We walk away. I'll go to lunch leading up to looking at bow ties, then lunch, yada, yada. My girlfriend's family came in town on Friday. My family came in town on Wednesday. So I got to hang out with them a little bit. Then on Friday was going to be a lot of my girlfriend's family.
This is an Arizona contingent too, correct?
Yes.
So they're making the big trip across.
There was an X factor that could have been the landmine of landmines where the youngest brother... Shannon's youngest brother.
How old is he?
He was 24 at the time, okay. Right? He brings his 20-year-old girlfriend that we don't really know, right?
She's hot.
Plus one.
She's nice. She's attractive, but she's 20, right?
She's 20.
She's 20.
It's kind of pervy that I said.
Remember, yes, it was, Mike. Very pervy.
I think if we read between the lines, we got an answer there.
So.
Yeah. What's her name?
I don't remember the name. I don't know.
Let's just call her, for the sake of argument, Debbie. Yay, Debbie.
Hooray.
She's doing a tribute to your father.
Yay, Debbie. Debbie. So
my father is now searching Facebook for all Arizonians named Debbie.
I know he is. He is.
I don't know what's going on with this new generation, but they make it about themselves. And I knew that going in. And before,
how could a younger brother with a girlfriend do that? How could they throw a monkey wrench into this?
Well, I'll tell you. When the boyfriend is too young to understand the gravitas of the actual event And when the girlfriend is too young to understand that her life is not all about her and her being at this wedding and or
oh, I
at
gotta
this
hear
weekend,
what happened. What did they do?
It's
what
not necessarily all about them, right?
Well, what could they
Friday,
have done?
Friday, she this walks into the house setup, yes? And everybody is, and by everybody, Shannon and I were running around getting everything together because we're going to a hotel and there's family and people last minute, did I get this? Did we get this? And you, everyone
can I interrupt and guess?
Yes.
Can I interrupt and guess?
Yes.
Do they want to go sightseeing in D.C.?
No.
Okay.
That would have been great.
Okay.
Kick rocks. Go see the Lincoln Memorial. It's down the street. Walk. Take an Uber. Right. Who cares?
All right.
They don't care about Lincoln. They care about getting a latte.
Okay.
They're millennials.
The brother was great. The girlfriend, within 20 minutes of being in my house, has an anxiety attack and decides she needs to go for a walk. Right?
whoa. Please, just stop for a second.
Yes.
She gets to your house and she says, what, I'm stressing out, I'm freaking out.
She doesn't say dick to Shannon and I. She says it to her boyfriend, who is 24 and just living life, living
how
la vida
loca. Does she say, literally, I'm having an anxiety?
That's what I got secondhand when I walked back in our little living room, postage stamp of a house that you can hear anyone leaving. So I walked out. I was like, hey, where's your girl? And because I was bringing waters or something back, maybe
being
a soda, who knows? And she goes, oh, she had an anxiety attack. She had to go for a walk.
Well, she having an anxiety attack because she's meeting new people?
Don't know, Mike.
It's hard, Mike. It's
and
hard
frankly,
to attend a wedding.
Don't care. Red flag.
So was that it? Did she gather herself?
So I said, well, I'm not going to go crazy about this. I'm going to let Shan deal with this. This is not my brother yet. This is not my place, right? I got my own S to deal with. So I leave to run an errand, right? I get a text from Shannon. She said, we are at this restaurant down the street. We are getting some food. I'm going to order you something, bring you something home. I said, hey, okay, awesome.
Awesome. Well,
I'll meet you at home, right?
Yeah, you're free.
Yeah.
You got some free time.
Yeah, I'm picking up the dry.
Get married the next day. You need some time.
Not even
alone.
Picking up the dry cleaning. I haven't done that yet. That's another wrinkle. I'm like, you know what? When you have so much joy in your life, you forget all the bad things that happen leading up
back.
To it.
That's what this show's for, Oscar.
Thank you.
This is the seat of negativity in America right here.
Bringing me back down to earth.
Yes. He said the dry cleaning was another wrinkle.
The girl walks in. Oh no! So they're at lunch. I get back home and I thought I would beat him home. I thought I wouldn't beat him home and there would be food waiting for me. I beat him home. There's no food waiting for me. And I text Shannon. I was like, I'll just eat something here. Don't worry about me.
Okay.
Like, do your thing with your family. Maybe they're hanging out. Maybe they're talking.
Sure.
Who knows?
Yeah, have a few cocktails.
Yeah. And she walks in the door like. All kind of out of breath. And this whole weekend was a swamp. It was humid and high 80s. Classic August, but it's October for D.C.
Yeah, planet burning.
Yes. Right. She says...
Planet burning.
I said, it is.
So they all walk in, minus one, the girlfriend. I said, hey, where's your girl?
Where's Debbie?
And he's like, And I hear, oh, we shouldn't talk about that. And I'm like, oh.
Oh, no.
I walk into the kitchen, which is, again, two steps away because it's a small house. And I say to Shannon as she's putting my food back in the fridge, I was like, A, I like the food. B, what's up with your brother's girl, Debbie? And she says, you won't believe what just happened. And I said, what's going on? Let's figure this out now. Let's fix it. So apparently, the entire time I was gone, up until lunch, the girl was on her walkabout in D.C., right?
Because she's having an anxiety.
Who knows? And I sympathize. It's new, but it's only four of us. It's not like we're peppering her with questions. We haven't said a peep. We just said hello.
So it's the social interaction.
Yes. With your sister for the first. Well, you're also meeting your boyfriend's sister, which is essentially the patriarch outside of the older brother of
the
family.
You're also not that relevant to the event, so you really don't have any pressure on
you. Yeah, you're definitely a satellite.
All right, go ahead.
She walks into the restaurant. There was three stools set up at a tabletop instead of four. She immediately notices there's no stool pulled up for her because her boyfriend is 24, does not realize that he needs a stool for his girlfriend.
Yeah, because he's a lummox and he's not going to do
He's just a young kid.
He didn't
He's not going to do that kind of thought.
But instead of saying that in private, she starts yelling at him at the top of her voice, how dare you not pull a stool out for me? I've been walking around here. Like full, like five... alarm meltdown.
Wow.
In front
of
her
family. She's got issues.
Who knows? But my girl was not having it. She went up to her and basically that move that you do in the movies where you put your finger on their lips to zip it.
Yeah.
And says, you will not do this in front of me and my family. This is, you have no right, unless you're going to act like an adult. You can sit down here and we'll pretend like this didn't happen. This is the only time this will ever happen. And you get to a reset or you can leave. And she left.
Oh. Like left D.C.
No, you think she has the whereabouts? No, she just kept walking on her walkabout.
Where with all? She doesn't have the money.
She doesn't. She walked. She went on her walkabout again while they all sat there and ate uncomfortably.
You know what I think? If she is, if this girl acts like this, she is impossibly hot.
Yeah, she has to be.
She almost has to be hot. Yeah.
You know what? Guys, when you've been around what I've been around, you don't deal with that, all right? You know what I'm saying?
So she just splits.
Yeah. Splits.
Which is making it worse.
So I'm sitting there eating my takeout in my little living room, sweating.
Wow.
And all I see is like these pacing back and forth, back and forth, back and forth,
Like waiting for the girlfriend?
Sister, my girl, her sister, everyone's
sun
just...
Sun gone down yet? Is the
not
sun
yet.
Gone down?
They're just bitter. They're bitter, right? They're all bitter.
I don't blame...
They can't yell at the brother.
I don't care what the circumstances are.
The day before our wedding.
Let me just... I'm with you 100%. Oh, 100%. This isn't even a blood relative.
No.
This is the girlfriend.
Stranger danger.
Yeah.
The girlfriend. And by the way, how long...
UPS meds out there, if you don't mind signing. Thank you.
I don't know if you have been... if you've been privy to this information, but I have to ask you, how long has the relationship been going on that she merits the trip across the country?
That's so valid.
To go to this? A year and some change.
So he's known her since she was 19. She's a kid.
She had a red flag. Shannon had a red flag beforehand, and I was like, look.
She's a child.
Yeah, yes. Again.
Child.
But I also remember when my brother got married and my sister got married, they all said... Because I had new relationships when my brother got married and my sister got married, respectively, right? And my ex-girlfriend was not part of any of them. But I also had girlfriends that they didn't know, and they both said, if you bring a date, A, you're responsible. Like, you are in charge. There is no drama. There's nothing that can go down.
Yeah.
Pony.
I actually had the same thing happen at one of my friend's weddings.
Yes.
The crazy girl lost it. It ended up with her getting arrested.
Oh, my. See, that's what I'm saying.
During
there
the
been
reception.
Viral videos
the
X
Factors, right?
Yes.
So, meanwhile, we're back at your house and everybody's pacing.
Yes.
Because the girlfriend hasn't shown up. And yeah. I asked you, had the sun gone down yet?
No, it was starting to go down and they were supposed to go back to their aunt's house, right?
Okay.
Now.
Okay.
I say to the little brother, look. Hey, man, I've been with crazy before. Like, this is privately. This is private, right?
I've been with crazy. Yeah. I know what you're dealing
with. I know
the
girls are upset. I was like, I'm a little annoyed, but I tell you, I was like, I know there's nothing you can do about this. I was like, but the best thing you can do is extract the problem from the situation.
Remove it.
Yeah, I said.
Yeah, like cancer.
Find her now and tell her that you're going to take an Uber with her home to your aunt's. Maybe she's a little stressed out about school. Apparently, she had some assignment to do. I don't know. Not my problem. Don't care. I said,
she's just a child.
Give her some structure, and you're going to learn. Learn that she'll tell, like, this is what we need to do. This is tough. Like, we're going to do the best we can.
I'm drifting into it. I have to get my act together because I was going to call Rob last night because Rosemary's Baby was on cable, like, late, right before I went to bed, right at the end, right at the scene that he plays. And I just, all I was saying, I'm lying in my bed. Midnight or whatever this movie is. And I'm just thinking about Rob and the fact that we look at this scene like one of the greatest scenes in comedy. Anyway, I digress. I'm sorry. Yeah. Done to it. Look at his eyes.
He has his father's eyes.
All right, stop. So go ahead. So anyway.
She said,
of all the
she
children
writes
he could have brought to the wedding, he chose you.
She writes to him, I'm on Q Street. So now he's got to go get her.
She texts him?
Yeah, she texts him. I'm on Q Street.
Like, that's a landmark.
And
it traverses the city.
Tell her to come home. So you can all go home together in one car. Like, she's a new city.
Valid.
Who knows what's going
on?
Can you give me roughly from the restaurant until now, how long have we been talking about?
4 hours of drama.
Ooh,
jeez. Yeah, 4 hours. Easy. They arrived.
You know what that is? Geez. That is a generous 12. Percentage of the wedding weekend. It really is. It's 4 hours that have been tainted.
But to be fair, his sisters were, my girl and her sister, like, they were like, they were annoyed, pissed, but they're also like, we're not dealing with it. Like, it's not
Yeah, but it's still changed the flavor.
It's a problem, right? Yeah.
It's changed the flavor of the day.
Have they had experience?
There was a lot of flavor saver, let me tell you.
Have they had experience with this young woman before?
No. First time. For all of them.
All right. Well, she's making a great impression.
So,
hey, you only have one chance to make a first impression.
She ends up taking her own Uber home.
To the aunt's house where they're all staying.
And I see my girl's brother and her sister get in a car. Shannon was supposed to go with them initially, but she's like, what am I going to go fight with her again? Like, right. That's not what we're going to do.
This has got to be absolutely horrific for your wife.
Oh, yeah. I was like, 86er. She might not be able to come tomorrow. Figure out. Somebody give her a trank dart.
Yeah.
Who knows what's going
Pound
on?
Sand. Get out of Dodge. Right?
Trank dart.
Yeah. Somebody get the trank gun.
Did you ever get any intel leading up to it?
No.
No drama.
And the brother, did he ever say anything like, oh, this happens all the time?
No, he didn't even say sorry, but he's a little kid. No, he didn't say I'm sorry. You thought you were young when you were 24. These kids are young when they're 24. Like, this is the first time she's ever been around family. So when you have that first time going out, when you have to be on your best behavior and you realize that maybe the person you're dealing with isn't the right one, you're like, whoa, what just happened here, right?
So, like, she's realizing that maybe she's with the wrong guy?
No, he's realizing he's probably with the wrong girl.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah, and that's a little cue.
I hope somebody told him that.
Kick to the nuts. So, we go to my parents instead. Friday night's great. Everyone's supportive. Everyone's trying on their tuxes, making sure that, you know, the guys look good and the girls have all the last
details. Do you and Shannon go to your parents' house?
Yeah, we don't end up going over her aunt's because
Does her family come in tow, or do they go? Do you separate from her family?
They're separate. We're separated at that point.
So it's you and Shannon just going out to your folks.
My parents' house.
And they know everybody. There are no newbies. Okay. Yeah. I think that's a great move.
Well, because I didn't want her to go over the aunt's house and then there's some big fight break out.
Yeah. Forget that. They failed. By the way, the mother, the father,
they haven't gotten in town yet. They're getting in town that night.
Oh, so this behavior
it's just from the siblings.
So there are no adults to supervise.
Oh, no.
And you're not expected to.
No,
do
it. I don't have a bow tie.
Oh my God.
Again, we're trying on our tuxes, making sure everybody's good to go. The girls have already tried their dresses.
Everyone's hating on your bow tie.
No, I mean, the bow tie was the side note, because when we went to go and try on our tuxes.
Yeah.
And mind you, I had brought mine and everything was good to go.
I don't care about the bow tie. I want to hear about what happened with the girl.
Mike, I'm giving you every detail, man.
Okay.
Relax.
All right. Yeah,
all right.
I'm excited
pants.
About this. I'm sorry.
Jesus.
Just know it. I'm fascinated by this.
You're going to love this if you don't read ahead and let me actually talk for once. Maybe you'll understand where I'm going.
Well, I didn't interrupt about the bow tie. Rob did.
The wedding show.
Shut up.
So...
Boy, Oscarama Part 2, Oscar's Wedding. We get the whole story, and it winds up with a tidy little bow right here on the Best of the Mike O'Mara Show. Oh, wait, I forgot. James Carter. Yes, President James Carter for President's Day. Batmos.
We go to try on, and this is the groomsman, right?
Right.
I go into my tux, and everything's there except the pants.
Well, that's
Wait, did you get it from the dry cleaner?
The pants for my tuxedo were not in the actual jacket for the tux. And I looked at Shannon and I said, didn't we pick up the tux from the dry cleaner? She goes, yes, this is what they gave me. And I said, well, did we check if both pieces of the tux were there? Because we clearly didn't, because the pants are missing and it's Friday. We're getting married tomorrow.
Oh, but boy. In fairness to her, if a dry cleaner hands you a jacket on a hanger and you're asking for a tuxedo, you're going to assume that the pants are in there. I wouldn't check.
I always check. You know why?
Did she get the dry cleaning or did you?
Mike, I don't do women's work. She takes care of that,
oh,
right?
God. Happy life, Shannon.
I take care of the men's work. I pay for the bills.
That's right.
So.
Go ahead.
I said, Shannon, they fixed the button on the tux pants. They adjusted them by button for the suspenders. You knew that, like, and she goes, well, I don't know. I said, they're open tomorrow. Do not worry about it. I will pick up the pants.
Yeah.
I call the dry cleaner. I said, what time are you opening? I said, oh, tomorrow's special event. We open at 2. 2 o'clock!
No.
I said, miss.
Ma'am.
I'm getting married at 5 o'clock. I'm supposed to be at the hotel at 2 o'clock. 2 o'clock you opening does not work for me. can I meet you anytime before the wedding to pick up the pants? Before whatever's happening, before anything, before 2 o'clock.
Yes.
And she goes, I can meet you 6 a.m. She has to stop by the store, I guess, to pick something up. She's going to let me in.
That is just so good. God, 6 a.m. Do you think
I'm going to give her the benefit? Monster movie, doesn't it?
I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt. I think she was probably conveniencing you.
She was helping me out. She's like, whatever she was going to do in Loudoun that she had to drive out to, whatever's happening outside of the city, she could make it at 6 on her way out.
Hey, she's got a long day planned.
Yeah. Yes. 6 a.m. pant call.
That's
by the way, this dry cleaning place, it's 6th location, not the 6th place. It's 6th location in 6 years. She was happy to tell me that. She goes, this is our 6th location in 6 years. I said, if you don't open till 2, I know not why now. Like, you keep on moving, right? Yeah. On a Saturday.
Well, you got to deal with that.
Oh, yeah. So I get up, crack of dawn.
Sure.
Walk down there. The lady is happy, and it looks like they're open. I said, oh, you're open? She goes, no, I just turned on lights. Here's your pants later. You're gone, right? The pants are there.
All right. Well, that's
day
done.
Saved. Yeah. Day saved. I said, all right. The only other issue I have to worry about is the girlfriend.
Oh, that's right. That's
now,
not resolved.
Now that I have my pants day of wedding, is the girlfriend going to make an issue or have a problem, right? Now, things you think about as a groom. You think about, I don't want to be the jerk that loses the rings. The rings are taken care of by my brother and my lovely wife now. They made sure that they coordinated because my nephew was going to be the ring bearer.
Right.
Right.
And you don't even realize you were just playing with your ring.
I don't know. This is weird to have on.
You are
but
married.
But it's fine,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So I think in my head, and I haven't even talked to Shannon about this. I think two things happen. The girl doesn't show up. Makes it all about her.
Yeah.
Right? The girl shows up in an uber slutty dress. Makes it all about her. The girl shows up and then kirks out during the wedding. Oof. Makes it all about her. The girl shows up and then gets hammered, plastered, makes it all about her, right?
What's the common thread?
Yes.
So you're thinking about this the day of your wedding.
Morning after I pick my pants up, I say, now I got to deal with the X factor. It's my job to wrangle and deal with that. As I'm walking back up to the house at 7:30, because my brother and sister are so responsible, they said, don't forget, you have all the liquor and the wine. You have to go drop it off at the venue.
Okay.
All right. So then I'm like, all right, back burner the girlfriend.
Right.
This guy's girlfriend.
You got
girlfriend.
Things to do. Don't think
I
got to
go
girlfriend.
Take that stuff. I'm not even going to mention it to Shannon. I pack up what is 2 coolers of liquor and nothing better than delivering your own alcohol up flights of stairs, sweating the day of your wedding.
You have a key to the yoga studio where you
everything
can get in
there? Is there. Everything, the keys are there. Everything, I got everything right.
Good for you. All right.
Bad back, mind you, no problem. Yes. Got a bunch of wine. Got a bunch of liquor. Get it up the stairs, back down. I am sweating like I just took a shower. It is 10 a.m. now. Right.
Okay.
By the way, nowhere to lock the alcohol. I'm hoping these yogis don't start drinking it before they leave.
The yogis, yeah, a bunch of people with turbans drinking.
Hey, boo-boo, do you have any olives?
By the way,
you're like, you got a whole day before your wedding.
Whole day? So, yeah. I'm not supposed to be working on my wedding day. I clearly did. It's fine.
Right.
So I head back to the house, and I'm like, all right. And it's like, I got everything. Everything's fine. The pants are here. The shirt is fine. I could not find the pins to my golf shirt, like my tuxedo shirt. The studs to the tuxedo shirt, right? Couldn't find them. 1 o'clock comes around. I'm fully dressed. Can't find the pins. And the studs to the tuxedo.
The
right? studs. I can't find them. I can't find them at all.
The pins.
I can't find them. I don't even know
such
what they're
a
called.
DJ.
Safety pins.
And I was like, well, maybe if I just get something to close them up, no one's going to notice because there's no big deal.
Like, you're
right?
not going to have buttons for your tuxedo shirt.
I can't find the mic.
You're
it's
not going to be able
much.
To do that.
It's
That's
too much.
Not going to be. If you've got it, the ones that have the buttons on the bottom and then, like, the top 5 or 6 are all decorative studs that you buy. They come with the cufflinks
His
usually.
His plan is to walk into the wedding like Tom Jones.
Shirt unbuttoned.
Hey, baby.
It's not unusual to be loved by anyone.
The one great thing about living in Georgetown is that there's a lot of places to sell suits and tuxedos.
Sure.
Right? So I said, F it. I'm going to run down and I'm going to buy a new set because I clearly messed this up.
Yeah, Rockefeller.
Yeah. So I run. Well, please, any price, not to be late, not to be the guy that messes this up.
I
right?
know, Tom Jones.
So I run into the place that's been saying they've been going out of business for the last 10 years and they got the best prices in town.
There's a place like that.
Stats, Mr. Zuckerberg.
Yeah. It's got some huge deals. And I said, sir, you can tell my chest is bare. I got no buttons.
Are you wearing the tuxedo?
I'm wearing everything.
At what time is this?
This is almost 2 o'clock. I had to be there at 2 in DuPont. I'm in Georgetown. Still.
Running around open shirt and tuxedo.
Yes. I'm holding my shirt like a woman would because her breasts are going to be exposed as she's okay. running down the street.
Right.
I didn't want my chest exposed.
No.
It's hot. It's muggy. I'm sweating. I get to the guy. He's like, you need pins, he says, right?
He says pins?
He says pins. He knows what he's doing.
Okay.
And I said, yes, I lost my buttons. And he said, okay. We have he brings out was essentially a buffet of pins I can choose from, right? And he goes, a great deal for you, sir, your wedding day, 50% off. 50% off was $120 for a set that I didn't care about, right?
Yeah.
And I said,
because he quadrupled the price before he took half off.
Yes. And I looked down and I'm like, all right, the one with the rhinestones aren't going to work. The one with the sapphires aren't going to work. The one with the elephants. Who knows what that's about?
I know, but that's a Democrat.
The snake charmer.
No, Republican. Yeah. The elephant.
I don't know. Like these, there's no normal ones.
You just want plain
everything
black.
Everything
right.
is like I'm in the 70s or some sort of pimp, right? I said, sir, do you just have black ones that are small and like don't make a statement?
Understated. Yeah.
And understated, right? Yes. He goes to the back and pulls those out because I guess they're a little cheaper. I said, I'll take those.
Okay. The ones that come like with a rental tux.
Those were $120 for the 4 buttons up to the top of the shirt, not even the cufflinks that match. Those were another $100.
Oh my God.
He saw him
coming. You went to a pretty, was it a high-end store?
No, it was one of these Shake Shacks of suits.
No, what it is the guy, when you walk in with a tuxedo, and you say you're getting married that day.
And your chest hair's sticking out.
He knows you're going to pay.
Gouged, he probably gouges everybody.
No,
but that's,
he gouged him good.
Gouge everybody. Okay. Mm-hmm. Right. I've forgotten about the girlfriend. The liquor's there. I've got a full suit, essentially. I arrived to the hotel room where my brother and I are supposed to take first look pictures, I guess, which is basically my brother pretending to dress me. I always thought that was kind of strange because you're an adult man and someone else is
dressing you. Like you sit there and your best man's got his hands on your tie and it's like.
Yes.
Cupping your.
Yeah.
No, not okay, really. We're at the hotel.
Okay, we're at the hotel.
Yes.
The first look pictures and my brother looks. We're faking these picture moments of my brother dressing me. Right? He said, these aren't the pins. I gotcha. And I said, yes, I'm so sorry. I lost them. Apparently, he bought these pins at like Barney's or someplace.
Oh,
is that
no.
special?
So he's probably talking like $500.
Yeah, and he goes, you know how I know? And I just got these on sale, kind of. Like, I'm sweating, right? I am sweating. I had to take off my shirt when I got there. It was a whole thing.
Yeah.
Are you a loser? Do you lose? And I don't mean that in the sense of being a loser. Do you lose things?
I mean, because all the time. That's why
so
I have.
Your brother, brother kind of shake his head.
I should have a square on everything, right?
Okay. All right. I get it. All
or
right.
A tile.
So your brother
in law,
your brother, rather, when he saw this, like Jose said, oh,
no.
Here we go.
He goes, I know you don't have them because I have them.
Oh, he had them. Were you able to get the money back at the store?
Yes. But that's not the point. I was too embarrassed to call my older brother and say, I lost your pins. But he said, we talked about this last night. I said, you're going to forget him. I'm going to bring him to the hotel. Just come to the hotel.
You know what? I'll tell you what I admire about this. This is where thoughtfulness and industriousness meets. And Rob, we said it for years. He loves the struggle.
He does.
So he loved the running down to the store.
There
to
was
grab
a part of you that loved solving this problem.
I wanted to solve
this
the problem.
Yeah. But it also is like if there's something that goes bat-ass, you're the one that I call and go, Oscar, we need to fix this.
Yes. Right.
That's a good thing. But
I'm a fixer.
So this is a win.
It's a big win. And you need a good support, I guess, not even a network, but my family was there at every turn.
He was your first
at
responder.
At every turn.
Yeah,
right? They knew exactly what I needed, when
that's
we needed
awesome.
It. My brother had a backup of everything from shaving cream, razor, hair stuff. Like he had a backup of everything.
Pubic hair trimmer.
He said, you don't have to back out. He goes, you don't have to take anything out of your bag. Everything's laid out in front of you right here. just do what you need to do to get ready to take pictures.
Awesome.
Isn't that cool?
That's just a smile for me.
Yeah.
Like a brother. I like that. I never had a brother, so that's kind of cool.
And then his brother posed for a tasteful nude.
Yeah. I had a sister. I had an older sister.
Who was lot like that?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Maybe keep my hockey skates on in my pants. You know, it doesn't matter. All right, that's a long story. It's another day. Back to the wedding. So what happens then?
So at that point, the first look is done. It was Shannon was blowing up my phone because I was clearly late to the to get to the
yoga
hotel.
Studio.
We're at the hotel at this point.
Oh, she's
upstairs.
Too?
She's on the top floor. I'm in my brother's suite, right?
How close is the hotel to the yoga studio?
1 mile. 1 mile okay. away, right?
Very good.
An Uber ride away. And she said, we have to go to the rooftop to take pictures.
Of the hotel?
Yeah, no, of us. The first
time.
Yeah,
I know, but I know not a picture of the hotel. I'm saying
rooftop of the hotel.
Rooftop of the hotel,
yeah.
We have to get a picture of the venue.
We're going to make it, guys. If we have to go into the audio vault, we will do that too.
Rob's concerned as well. He's got the little sound.
Don't care.
We're going to eat our pre-played comedy. Would have been nice to get a heads up on this, but I didn't know it was going to go this long. It's the way the show works. So those shots from the roof of the hotel.
We spent the first 30 minutes fighting about Facebook. Today, in my defense,
the shots from the roof.
We get up there,
really terrific.
And by the way, those pictures were taken on my my sister in law's cell phone because they're professional ones taken. That's when they're being taken, right? This posing.
Okay, they were beautiful.
So the pro shots are yet to come.
To see her for the very first time. I walk around the corner. She's positioned and posing with her back to me. She turns around. They capture all of that on video. And
if you get a chance, I would love to see a couple of the real ones.
Well, I haven't even seen
those
when I get
them.
I will definitely send them over.
Bad luck to see the bride before the ceremony.
Well, when you're we have a wedding on a budget, you do it when you can, right?
Okay.
So,
I don't have the pins.
You see her. I see her for the very first time. It is as special and beautiful. She looks gorgeous. She looks magnificent. I have stopped sweating at the time that we were on the rooftop of a sunny pool bar, essentially. And to the right of us, as we're taking pictures, something that you may see in the future, once I get these pictures back, are these four European guys who have shirts off and like have sweaters on in the middle of summer. Like they're the hairiest guys I've ever seen in my life. Like not even like male models in the background.
Catch
right?
a little sun up
Catch
on the rooftop.
Catch a little sun.
Sure. Yeah.
And the photographer who's sweet is essentially telling them, hey, do you mind just for 10 minutes, maybe 15, we're up there. Do you mind just stepping away for a second?
And this is inconvenient as we are enjoying Indian summer in District of Columbia.
You like to take picture? How about I throw you off rooftop and let you split on sidewalk?
That is good picture.
It was like Eastern Promises. They were shooting it to the right of us, tattoos and everything, right?
Did they acquiesce? Did they go along?
No, they just were taking shots and cheersing us while we're taking these pictures.
Oh, God.
Bunch of drugs. But to be fair, it's our fault. Like, we knew that there were going to be people. That was 50-50. That was going to happen.
You roll the dice.
So the pictures were turned from that angle of the city to the angle of the city facing whichever direction was not them, right?
That's
you
why.
Went from the Washington Monument to the Texaco Station.
Yeah, to the Texaco Station. Yes.
Right.
We'll take it. The wedding show. Okay.
The wedding show.
We get to the venue. We've left the hotel, get to the venue, right?
Mm-hmm.
I am on cloud nine because like it seems like everything is coming together.
Falling into place.
And I'm like, whoa. Like, she looks beautiful. The makeup artist, the hair lady, the photographer, everything. Everybody sees. And my sister and my brother and her family. Everyone's pitching in to make sure everything's coordinated correctly. The venue's already being set up.
This
it's
is nice.
Working out, right?
Yes. This is nice. No stress.
Minimal stress. We get to the venue. People have already started arriving. We sneak in the side, get up to the top. We actually have to hang out together. We could have been apart, but we wanted to make sure we weren't missing anything from family members, et cetera, right?
Right.
And we told everybody 5:00, but the real start time was 5:30.
And that's realistic. Yeah. You can't think you're going to start right on time.
And I also thought people are going to get boned by Ubers, traffic. There's an Army 10-miler this weekend. There's going to be a ton of people in town.
Your mom behaving yourself, by the way? Never got back.
Mom didn't arrive till a little later, but she's been behaving. She has not made a problem at all, right?
Good. That's good. That's good.
My mom decided to take a Uber with my father.
She didn't take Yift?
No, she doesn't know Yift yet. baby steps. But what she doesn't realize, it takes forever when you're in Olney to get one, right?
Right, because it's outside of the
she
city.
She made it. It was just fine. There was a quick... the wedding planner's great because wedding you know planner. How they're supposed to read people, right? So our procession was the judge that was marrying us comes in first, right? To when we walk into the actual... the room we were going to get married in.
Oh, so after everyone is seated,
yes,
this
yes.
is when the VIPs yeah, enter so the, in the order in which right.
they call
in.
It the procession. Whatever.
Right, that's right.
Okay, so it's the judge comes in, and then initially it was going to be Shannon's parents, and then it was going to be my parents, right?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So they were all kind of queued up before we walked out, and the wedding planner walks in, and she's Brazilian, and she was awesome. She says, in Spanish, she goes, can I talk to you for a second? I'm like, yes. I walk out. And this is where a second language rules, people. Learn it. Love it.
Are you speaking?
Because you're talking in front of them?
Are
yes.
you speaking about yourself, Oscar?
She says.
Because we've seen you speak Spanish.
No, that right. no. You got to understand it. Because if you want to say something.
Yeah, he understands it better
yes.
than he speaks.
Yes.
Okay, granted.
She says, tu mamá no se ve feliz de que los papás de tu novia están yendo antes de ti, which is basically your mom doesn't look happy that your wife's parents will be walking in before her. And I said, she goes, but I have time to switch it without making it obvious. And I said, switch it.
I would do the same yeah. thing. Absolutely. Do it now.
Knock it out, lady. And thank you for that heads up. Because yeah. I didn't want to deal with that later, yeah. right?
A little peace among the planets.
That's
yeah.
it. That's
cool.
it. That's it.
I get it.
So she switches it. She goes, oh, she looks happy now. I said, oh, we're good. That's it. That's all it is. We don't see anybody yet. We just know they're out there, right? So they walk out. I get with my groomsmen. Everybody looks good. We're set. We walk into what is used during the year as the hot yoga studio, right?
Oh.
Now, this venue is highly rated on the Knot. Even though it's a yoga studio, it's a beautiful like cathedral ceilings. Once you see the pictures, you'll see it's perfect okay. for a wedding.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
The hot yoga studio is usually turned off when the people that run the yoga studio get there, right?
You mean turned off the heat?
The heat is turned off.
Okay.
Right.
And that's what the way it's been when I've walked in there when it's not. I've been there before. Like, I can't 100% confirm this, but I know either my girl or her friend who run the operations manager, they were so tied up. And there was a class there early in the morning before they came to clean.
To turn it off.
Somebody might have forgot to turn it off because it was sweltering in there.
Oh, that's not cool.
No.
That's not cool right before you're going to get married.
No.
Well, Mike, you can't do anything because it's not staging. That's where I'm getting married. It's
You're getting married in the hot yoga place?
Wait, it's not supposed to be hot, but it's hot, right?
So like where everybody's sitting?
Yes!
Is,
it's 100. Cool. It's like 120 degrees in there.
It would be hot
but
anyway
I don't notice
with all those
it.
People.
I don't notice it until I walk in because I hadn't been in there. You can't walk in to see everybody, right?
Right.
Mind so you, it's not everybody. Like lack of air conditioning, lots of bodies in there.
No.
This is like a temperature
adjustment. Situation
like
that was not
okay.
made, right?
Oh. Very good.
Mm-hmm. Which is fine. What am I going to walk out of there? Get in there. And I was like, okay, it's a little toasty in here. My bride's about to walk in. No big deal. There's definitely sweat coming off of my forehead. I'm going to dab it with my handkerchiefs. We're going to be fine.
A lot
fine.
Of perspiration in this
yes,
story.
Yes, a lot going on. A lot of sweat in the Santana right. family. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she starts walking down, and I noticed that like she was a little taken back by the heat as well.
Because it's like walking into a wall. Because
she probably
hot.
Knows.
Yeah. So the eyes dart around a little
she's
bit
like,
what's going on?
Yeah, so she walks down. We get in front of the officiant, the judge.
Mm-hmm.
And I look at her, and I'm like, she's about to start sweating. And I'm really sweating. How long are these vows going to take? And by the way, DC vows, nothing religious, right?
Has
right.
anybody indicated to anybody about the temperature?
No, everyone was polite.
It.
All 27 people were
okay,
polite. No one had said anything.
That's
right?
great.
Got it.
And we're sitting there, and I was like, please, baby Jesus, make this quick because we're all about to pass out. Like, there's going to be like a homicide by ourselves because there's going to be
27 bodies.
Something
were
is
found.
Leaking, right?
Yeah.
Right.
We get married. It went by quick. The DC vows, I'm going to have audio for you guys later on once I get it from the photographer. I asked for it. Very tight, very legal. Like, very, they're sweet.
Matter
they're,
of fact,
oh,
not a lot of
boom,
flowery
boom.
Stuff.
Okay. Done. Scurry out of there, right?
Sure. Into the cool room.
In the cool room where we take pictures. We get to the actual when we get announced, we walk into Despacito and everybody's like happy and nice. Sweet. There's only four tables that give you some context for the room. There's so little people. There's only four tables for the entire room, and we have a little table for us, right? Now, that's when I spot, and everybody's happy. Like I'm merry. Sure. Like it's the moment's
it's all
there,
done.
And I'm
pressure's
and
off
and
a
I'm
little
present.
Bit.
It's awesome.
It will be the happiest part of your life from now
and
on.
And ready for probably ready for a cocktail.
Just having a great time. I'm happy. And that's for the first time I spot the ex-girlfriend. Not the ex-girlfriend, the girlfriend who maybe the ex-girlfriend, right?
Yeah. Citizen X.
She's still in town. I hope she doesn't listen to this. God willing, no one's going to tell him.
That's a good sign, though, that she's still in town.
So she walks by, and not a slutty dress. A little tight for a wedding. Some may say it's inappropriate, but you know, I was like, it could have been far worse.
Sure.
But I hear her walking by, like every time she walks by,
clack, clack, clack. We're in tap shoes.
And then Shannon grabs my leg and whispers in my ear. She goes, "If that bitch walks, if that bitch stomps by one more time at our table, I'm going to have to deck her."
Shannon's killing me with this.
Say, Shannon, focus on the positive. Everything is going great. Do not let the Clydesdale take you down tonight, right?
I know the deal. I know the deal, though.
Yeah.
The deal is, I want to be seen. I want to be seen. I want to be seen. I want to be seen.
I want to be an issue.
And it fits tight. It fits tight. She almost wrecked the whole damn thing.
We're married. Everybody danced. It was a celebration. My parents met her parents for the very first time.
How'd that
everybody
go?
Got along.
That's great.
The speeches were phenomenal on both sides of the family. I gotta tell you, I have railed and screamed about eloping and doing it easy and walking away and keeping it cheap. I do not regret, and I'm thankful for my family to push, for our families to be there to witness such a wonderful event and such a nice time, and know that, and I gotta be honest with you guys, that like it just felt like a safe place.
And welcome back to the Best of the Mike O'Mara Show for the President's Day holiday, February 19th, 2024, episode number 3219. Before we roll into the last segment, a classic audio vault, and yes, back then we did call it an audio vault, we will be back live in studio tomorrow, Tuesday, February 20th, with a brand new episode. We're all going to be in attendance, so we want to see your face in the place. So tomorrow, a brand new show. Thank you for sticking around and listening to today's President's Day Best Of, which we are celebrating by naming a president named James and dedicating each segment to them. Well, we just had so many Jameses that this last segment we have to dedicate to James Madison, go Warhawks, James Polk, and James Garfield, who was most notably the president that loved lasagna and hated Mondays. 5, 6, 7, 8. We wind up with a classic audio vault with koala bears, dogs, and Bitcoin. You heard me, Bitcoin. It's the Best of the Mike O'Mara Show. Have a great President's Day, and we will see you tomorrow.
Open up the audio vault. Take it away, Rob, on just a few seconds left.
Yeah, we got it. Just a few quick things. You may be wondering, everybody have plans for the Super Bowl. I'm going to stay home but do some cooking for myself. You're going to
going
a party,
going to my
right?
buddy's house, yep.
Mm-hmm. You know what? My dad called and said, would you mind coming and watching the big game with me here in Olney?
That's nice.
That's a
nice
win. I like that. That's a good one. I like that
That'd
a lot.
That'd be nice.
Very good. Very nice.
But I think everyone's going to be excited about all the food you're going to eat.
Definitely Super Bowl is like the queso, the Frito-Lay scoops with the Rotel situation. I guess it's like, what's the Black IP stuff too? All of that. Just stuff you can just sit there and have a lot of sodium. And then
you succeeded.
It's like Thanksgiving.
You've
all
won me
again.
Over.
So,
you've won me over. I hate him now,
too. Let's talk about the Rotel situation.
Now, what he's mostly talking about is savory foods, but he will enjoy some sweet things when he eats his licorice hat.
There you go.
Buffalo chicken dip.
All right.
Rob Schuwenk does not like Luke Bryan.
I don't know what he's eating with black eyed peas at the Super Bowl. Cut it out. All right, name this sound.
I got it.
Oscar.
Mating.
Of?
Of two
pigs.
Thank you.
Wrong, wrong. Name that sound.
I got it.
Oscar.
Mating of two bullfrogs.
Not mating at all. Name that sound.
Is it an animal?
Yes. Answer, please. Time.
It's a rabbit.
It shocked me to find out that is a koala. Those
really?
Adorable marsupials. They're called koala bears. They're not bears. They're yeah. marsupials. But that's the sound a koala makes.
Doing what?
Just being a koala.
You know, we had a general manager back in the day, Michael Hughes. That's the same sound that used to come out of the bathroom when he'd be in there. Let me listen. One more time. Michael, are you in there?
He also had a pouch.
I've never heard that sound ever.
No, it's a close-up like at a petting zoo of a koala. And I said, that's not a... I thought they would like coo.
Because all we watch on the tragically right now on the news is them just getting water and being
exactly.
sweet.
I
right?
know. Yeah. Poor yeah. things down in Australia yeah. with all those fires. Yeah.
And this is what you choose? Yeah. Thanks, Rob.
By the way, that koala came in fourth at Mr. Tuscarora. So that's good. I don't normally go with people that just go on Twitter and do stuff because they're annoyed with things. Mm-hmm. This is a guy, I thought this was really funny, making fun of the local news teases that go to spots. Okay. And this is him making fun of his local news. I thought this was pretty funny.
Up next at 11, over the river and through the woods to grandma's house we blow. 3 pounds of cocaine were found. Up next at 11, the butcher, the baker, the candlestick faker. How you can tell if the wax in your candles is not. Up next at 11, one if by land, two if by tree. How a British man got stuck in an. Up next at 11, no shoes, no shirt. Full service. We talked to the owner of a bar who has everything wrong. Up next at 11, sing us a song. You're the piano manatee. How one porpoise is using music. Up next at 11, knick-knack, paddywhack, give a dog a drone. How one plan to arm canines might be coming sooner than you think.
Pretty little sounds. Mike, you have dogs. I have a dog. Oscar has had a dog.
They died.
Have you ever noticed? I've always wondered that dogs that look at TV, are they really smart or really dumb? Because I've seen dogs that like bark at horses on television. I think
they can see other dogs on TV. Yeah. I've seen that on America's Funniest Home Videos.
So the dog's second favorite genre of music, as a rule, dogs like soft rock. And the dog's favorite kind of music is reggae. And to show some proof of this, here are dogs singing to Bob Marley.
Sounds like the dog's in pain.
That's, well, you see, that's the way I react to Bob Marley.
You always wonder, when you hear a dog do that, you remember, you really want to know, is the dog expressing joy, or is that actually a pain reflex? But I think it's probably the dog liking it.
Yeah, I think so, too.
And he's communicating back to the music.
Because we had the dog this week that literally did imitate a siren.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
I think I heard Cesar Millan talk about this at one point when his show was hot.
Yeah.
Where he said that it's almost like they're calling back to this. It's like you're singing along.
Maybe it has to do with the genre of music. I hate reggae. But if dogs like it, I guess God bless
them. Why do you hate reggae? It's like such a common
thing.
I hate reggae,
so
too.
Lazy.
Yeah?
I hate reggae.
That's right.
It's nothing to do. It's absolutely. There is a maybe, you know, once in a blue moon, there's some good reggae. But by and large, it is such a tired form of music for me.
It is.
It's repetitive. It's too repetitive. That's what I don't like about it.
Things were better, Mike, in 1949 before reggae was popular. And I bring this to Pony because Pony is still without a girlfriend. So what I did is I found a 1949 instructional movie on how to ask a girl out. And I think that these are some very helpful tips. Pony, you may want to take some notes.
How do you choose a date? Whose company would you enjoy? Well, one thing you can consider is looks.
Yes.
Woody thought of Janice and how good-looking she was.
Janice.
He'd really have to rate to date somebody like her. Yes, he'd enjoy that. Except, well, it's too bad Janice always acts so superior and bored.
Janice is a bitch.
Oh, she'd make a fellow feel awkward and inferior.
Yeah, Pony.
Well, perhaps someone who doesn't feel superior. There's Betty.
Betty.
And yet, yeah. It just doesn't seem as if she'd be much fun.
That announcer.
What about Anne?
What about Anne?
How about another cigarette or so?
Betty is a fun girl.
She knows how to have a good time and how to make the fellow with her relax. Have fun,
yeah.
Too.
I think she knows. Yeah, she
knows everything.
That's what a boy likes. He wants to know he's appreciated. Anne would be fun on a date.
Don't worry, Pony. Anne can make you relax.
The 50s really rule.
She does it all.
Yeah, she does.
Yes, Oscar, you would have thrived in the 50s.
Oh, man.
That's a good time. Good time had by all. Honey, I'm home. Have the, you know, keep the children quiet. Everything wonderful at the household.
That's a fair with my secretary. Everybody's doing
with
it.
With Oscar, you know, I didn't know he was a greaser in the 50s, I think. Big pompadour. Yeah.
No, I'm thinking more like the Hugh Beaumont, Honey, I'm Home, like the the nuclear family, because I remember even being a kid of the 60s, you know, there is a little holdover with my old man.
Sure.
I remember a couple of times that, you know, there would be complaints about the blueberry or blackberry pie. It's going, yeah, it's not the way I liked it, Mary, and she'd be all a quiver. We phased out of that as the 70s came on, but you know what? Back in the day, there was that king of the casserole type
this
of
blueberry
thing.
Isn't right, Mary.
Well, nowadays, I never complain about dessert because Carrie doesn't cook. So there it's all the same. So how would you like to be a person who is literally walking on thin ice, and you break through and you fall into water up to your chest, freezing cold water, and then you climb out and the ice breaks again, and the person who's with you doesn't help you?
Could kill you, right, if I'm not mistaken?
Of course. They don't help.
That shock?
They're busy filming and laughing.
I'm fine.
Is it deep water?
Up to her chest, yeah.
I'm serious, she says. She's like basically begging for help.
Yeah.
And her friend's laughing.
Laughing. You know what that is? That's Betty and Anne from the 1949.
It's evolution.
Yeah. They're fun, but they're not going to make you feel superior.
Hope they make a good blueberry pie.
I watched this about 10 times this morning. Did you see the guy who was he's a lawyer in Texas, and he was having a high-powered Zoom call with the judge, and somehow the cat filter went on his video? So
no,
it's like a judge, another high-powered lawyer, and a kitten. On the Zoom call, and they try to talk him through it. He's obviously an older gentleman.
Like he looks like a kitten?
It's one of those filters where
it puts ears on him?
No, it's an actual cat, but the eyes are mirroring his eye motions, and the cat is talking when he talks. And so somehow they've captured it where when he starts to panic that he looks like a cat, the cat looks panicked. You need to see this video. It's great. But here's trying to talk this guy down from the fact that he looks like a cat on a high-powered Zoom call.
Ponton, I believe you have a filter turned on in the video settings. You might want to...
Can you hear me, Judge?
I can hear you. I think it's a filter.
It is, and I don't know how to remove it. I've got my assistant here. She's trying to, but... I'm prepared to go forward with it. I'm here live. I'm not a cat.
I can see that.
I'm not a cat.
I'm not a cat, Your Honor. But I've decided to continue practicing law well into my 90th year. He's not guilty, Your Honor.
Who was worse, that guy or the impeachment lawyer for Trump yesterday?
Oh, it's a tie.
Oh,
it's a tie.
God, unbelievable.
When I first started watching this, I said, this has got to be some sort of spoof or reenactment.
I couldn't believe what I was looking at.
Right? I heard from several different news sources that Trump was at home watching, fuming and pacing.
Screaming.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. He was so
yelling
upset
at the TV. How dare you? Stupid.
Even
the guy's suit.
Guy?
Right down to his suit.
I know.
Right down to his suit where he's like a 42 long wearing a 54 suit. It looked ridiculous.
It really did look like the mayor. It looked like the maitre d' gave him the jacket.
Better Call Saul would have been better.
Yeah.
Absolutely. 100%. More to come today.
I do love when there's just a little accidental slip up on the news and the person doesn't even catch it. Why does this make me laugh?
The huge move by Elon Musk could further launch Bitcoin into the financial mainstream.
Let's invest in Bitcoin.
Bitcoin.
Bitcoin. The only Bitcoin you deal with. Bitcoin.
It's virtual money that you'll see again.
Bitcoin.
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 I have a question. As Jeff Bezos has gotten richer, mm-hmm. has his laugh gotten more evil? People on TikTok say yes, and they put together this montage of a youngish Jeff Bezos. It starts when he actually had hair and moves through. Here's his laugh progressing.
Okay. It's
that's supposed to be bad fun. And then disclosure.
Next week, you're going to have fun.
Bitcoin.
Do you laugh more the wealthier you are? I don't know.
I think he laughs evilly. I do, yeah.
You know, it depends. It depends. If you are... what's the term? F you money, where you really, you have so much money, you don't have to think about money. And you are somebody who is, not burdened with, that drive that you still have to keep creating, like, say a Warren Buffett or a Bill Gates.
Yeah. Right.
You probably, giggle and laugh a lot when you wake up in the morning.
I would think so.
I'm so fabulously wealthy. There you are.
He probably,
I see a lot of guys that are super, super wealthy that seem pretty driven. That's how they got their wealth in the first place. They probably don't giggle as much.
Yeah, but this guy gets up, goes to his front porch, picks up the post and says, I own this. This is mine. So I don't know if I like this joke or not, but this guy hand-painted a face mask to match his nose, mustache, and mouth, so it looks like when he's wearing the face mask, it's at his chin. Does this make sense?
Yes.
So he goes into a car dealership. I don't know if this time, if this is a good joke to play.
Go in a dealership here and see if anybody notices. Hey, son?
Can you put your mask up?
My mask, it's up.
You have to put it over your nose.
It's over my nose.
Oh, wow. That is too cool.
You like that?
Bitcoin.
I love it. I'm sorry. I know. You're shaking your head, Oscar. Look, it's having a little fun. You're not putting anybody in danger. And it's getting people. I think it's great. I'm glad for the dealership that said, put it over your nose.
Yes.
God, I had another one. Where did I see him? I saw some dude. I can't tell you where I saw him. Man, right under the nose.
Of course.
Right under the nose, which is the oldie McOlderson. Like, pull it over. It's useless if you don't cover your nose. Yeah,
exactly.
As well.
Exactly. Right. And besides, if you don't cover your nose, your shiv might fall out.
Yeah, but no sinus infection.
That's your magic audio vault, everybody.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment.